Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about developers in test. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, would you say that software development engineers in test or QAs are in generally a little less freaky slash geek than the software developer engineers? Yes, I would say so, usually. But I will also say that that sort of shows as well in the work that they do. So the average QA engineers, or like the test engineers and test automation engineer, call them whatever you want, they're usually, as my experience, they're not software engineering is usually a passion for like the, if you compare the best QA engineers to the best software engineers, then you're going to find that the QA engineers who are the best of the best there are software developers. Because the reality is that QA engineers and automation engineers and so forth are usually, like, the requirements they have on them is on average lower than the software engineers, but the work that they do is a subset of the thing that the software developer is doing. And in a sense, you can think of that in a similar way. It doesn't mean that this thing is easy. It means that it's a different set of requirements that you usually put on people. So an example that can maybe give you some measurement of understanding of what I'm trying to say is that the way, like, the quote-unquote harshness of how we evaluate people depends a little bit on the role that we're going to look at. So you can think of a software engineer as more of, like, if we were going to make an analogy, that is like asking someone to become a doctor or a surgeon or something like that. Whereas becoming a QA engineer in test or so forth is much more closer to being a nurse or something similar to that. Or you could say the amounts of theory a person needs to know is very high, for example, in the back-end developers department, but in the front-end developers, the amount of theory may not be as, like, the requirements may not be as high on that area, but they, on the other hand, might need to know more tooling. And so the most of the test engineers that I've met, they are not these die-hard, like, for them, this is a job at the end of the day, because the work that they do is usually... It's usually at the lower level. So, and the people who are very, very enthusiastic about software engineering usually don't feel fulfilled just writing automation tests or doing things like that. They want to be involved in a much, much more profound way. And the QAs and test engineers, they are not. They have an important role to play, but they're never gonna, like, need the same level of software development skills as the software developers. What is very usual, like, what does happen though, as I was saying, is that some software developers, the ones who get really, really good, usually, they get bored. And bored senior level software developers usually find something that they find interesting in doing, and it can be all things. It can be going into operations or like some other area, right? And a lot of them do go into and like tests and things like that, because there's this term we call site reliability engineering, for example, which is very much in line with this sort of mentality, where you mean there might not be the people who are just sitting there and sort of writing the automation tests or doing all like the manual tests and so forth, but they're more likely to be the sort of people who sets up your telemetry systems. They might be helping you out with automated end-to-end testing or like more advanced forms of testing, if that makes sense. And the skills that they require, or they have acquired as software engineers, well, it's going to serve them very well, because as I've said before, a quote-unquote a true senior software developer can basically do the job, can in essence do the job of everybody in IT. Unless it's like a highly specialized thing. I mean, there are absolutely situations where you might really need someone who is like a master of a specific system or like a DBA or something like that. But that, I would say on average, if you are a truly experienced software engineer, there is nothing you can't do within IT. Like, you are the bedrock of most of what IT is about. And so that means that you can very easily transition to other things. But as I said, that's not necessarily true the other way around, because for a lot of people, the enthusiasm for the work is not at the same level. It's well, to put it in another way, there are children who grow up and want to be police officers. But I don't think that there's all that many children who grow up who wants to be a security guard, for example. And I'm not saying that that's a perfect analogy, but you can think about it the same way. Usually when people want to get into IT, it's because for the passion reasons and like really nerd out about things, it is because they want to learn computer science, programming, all these sorts of things at a really, really fundamental level and get really, really good at it. But then if you look at the job that they are tasked with doing, if you, as I was saying, let's not like kid ourselves, the work that the software engineers are doing is the most difficult job that you can have, on par with, if I mean, you could make an argument for ops and so forth into a certain extent, but at the fundamental level, the programming of the systems and maintenance and so forth, the potential responsibility a software engineer has could basically encapsulate the entire, like everything. Like they could in theory become responsible for absolutely everything, and the work that they do is the thing that sort of the whole industry is built upon, whereas a test engineer and so forth has much more of a supporting role, which, as I was saying, it's not usually the case that you find like these really diehard fanatic IT geeks in the testing area, because as I said, it's the people who care feel that much about the thing and quote unquote are so geeky and freaky, they don't aim for that. They aim for becoming software developers. So what I want you to take away from this is that yes, I would agree that the QA engineers and the test engineers and so forth, they're usually a little bit less geeky about engineering and software development and so forth than the software developers. But not, I mean, it's not always the case. I would say, I mean, there are absolutely people who care very deeply about their jobs and so forth. But as I said, like there's never, it's a bit of a, I'm not saying illusion or like a story we tell ourselves, but to a certain point it is very inflated, this idea that you have to be like freakishly passionate about programming and software and IT and so forth to work in IT. You really don't. I swear to you, you don't. Most of the people who work in IT, guys, are just people who can do the job, who have usually an interest in the work in some way, but not necessarily like at a freaky level, or they're not nerding out about this stuff. It's just a job to them. Some people are truly passionate and like really care about these things and like really push and drive things and so forth. And as I said, it's very rare that that you find those sorts of people anywhere besides either in like computer science or software engineering, because these are like the tip of the spear level things, that this is where you find the bleeding edge work usually, and that's where most people are drawn. But with that said, that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't find really talented people in the QA department and so forth, because some people are usually really like are very talented and just want to do something quote unquote that doesn't require as much, or like it depends on the set of it, because QA work can be very, very tough as well. But most of the automation work is not necessarily as demanding of you as doing the software development work and so forth. And it's very common, you will see as well, that the really good software developers, when they've done application development work for a few years, they start getting bored with that stuff and they want to try out something else, and they go into some other area. So it's not like you can't go into the QA's area or like sit in a team where QA's and not find someone who's like a master software developer. I've worked with people like that where they were just bored with doing application development, so they started becoming like, they became developers in tests or engineers in tests, and they made amazing work there as well. So I think I agree with you, but as I said, don't try to read too much into my answer. Have a great day.